Former Mumford & Sons guitarist Winston Marshall says Antifa tried to destroy him for wrong think, they swarm you like hornets. By David Ng on March 5, 2023. Former Mumford & Sons guitarist Winston Marshall has detailed how Antifa tried to destroy him after he endorsed a book by journalist Andy Ngo exposing the inner workings of the violent left-wing group. Speaking with Tucker Carlson on his Fox Nation show, Marshall recalled some of the tactics Antifa used against him. They're very effective online. Like, for example, there was a whole night where they were changing my Wikipedia page from Winston Marshall as a banjo player to Winston Marshall as a fascist, he said. They just swarm you like hornets and everything they do to try and destroy you. He said friends tried to change his Wikipedia page back only to see it changed again. He said some of his music collaborators were also being attacked simply because of their professional association with him. Watch below. In 2021, Marshall praised Ngo in his book Unmasked, Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy, which details Antifa's efforts to terrorize its ideological opponents through violence and harassment. Congratulations at Mr. Ngo. Finally had the time to read your important book. You're a brave man, Marshall tweeted. A few months later, Marshall quit the band after receiving a deluge of abuse from the cancel mob for his tweet. The guitarist said his bandmates were also targeted even though they weren't involved with the tweet. He wrote in a Medium post that he was called a fascist and was inaccurately categorized as far right. My life sort of started to crumble, he told Carlson. Initially I was like, so what, it will pass. But that's when you get the phone calls from loved ones and friends and people you work with just panicking. Marshall recently collaborated with Ariel Pink, an indie rock darling similarly canceled for attending protests in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021, even though he went nowhere near the Capitol riot. Their song, Rudolph's Laptop, satirizes the frayed relationship of Joe and Hunter Biden, as well as the big tech censorship that kept revelations of Hunter's international business intrigue out of the public spotlight ahead of the 2020 elections. Pink's signature glam funk is bookended by segments with Marshall playing banjo over sleigh bells for the Christmas theme tune. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.